Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father Amaziah. He was the one who rebuilt Elath and restored it to Judah after Amaziah rested with his ancestors. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 52 years. His mother's name was Jechaliah. She was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Amaziah had done. He sought God during the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of God. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. He went to war against the Philistines and broke down the walls of Gath, Jabneh, and Ashdod. He then rebuilt towns near Ashdod and elsewhere among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabs who lived in Gerbaal and against the Midianites. The Ammonites brought tribute to Uzziah, and his fame spread as far as the border of Egypt because he had become very powerful. Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the angle of the wall, and he fortified them. He also built towers in the wilderness and dug many cisterns, because he had much livestock in the foothills and in the plain. He had people working his fields and vineyards in the hills and in the fertile lands, for he loved the soil. Uzziah had a well-trained army, ready to go out by divisions according to their numbers, as mustered by Jael, the secretary, and Maaseiah, the officer, under the direction of Hananiah, one of the royal officials. The total number of family leaders over the fighting men was 2,600. Under their command was an army of 307,500 men trained for war, a powerful force to support the king against his enemies. Uzziah provided shields, spears, helmets, coats of armour, bows and slingstones for the entire army. In Jerusalem, he made devices invented for use on the towers and on the corner defences, so that soldiers could shoot arrows and hurl large stones from the walls. His fame spread far and wide, for he was greatly helped until he became powerful. But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. He was unfaithful to the Lord his God and entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. Azariah the priest with 80 other courageous priests of the Lord followed him in. They confronted King Uzziah and said, "It is not right for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord. That is for the priests, the descendants of Aaron, who have been consecrated to burn incense. Leave the sanctuary, for you have been unfaithful, and you will not be honoured by the Lord God." Uzziah, who had a censer in his hand ready to burn incense, became angry. While he was raging at the priests in their presence, before the incense altar in the Lord's temple, leprosy broke out on his forehead. When Azariah the chief priest and all the other priests looked at him, they saw that he had leprosy on his forehead, so they hurried him out. Indeed, he himself was eager to leave, because the Lord had afflicted him. King Uzziah had leprosy until the day he died. He lived in a separate house, leprous and excluded from the temple of the Lord. Jotham his son had charge of the palace and governed the people of the land. The other events of Uzziah's reign from beginning to end are recorded by the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz. Uzziah rested with his ancestors and was buried near them in a cemetery that belonged to the kings, for people said he had leprosy. And Jotham, his son, succeeded him as king.
Great. So we're continuing our series of sermons called Angry People. I wonder why I was asked to preach on this theme for a second time. Maybe some ministers think that I'm an angry person, and so they decided to ask me to preach for a second time. So we're looking at the subject of anger, and we want to learn how different people from the Bible use their anger in a right or in a wrong way. And in my previous sermon, if some of you remember, and it's been quite a long time ago, like a couple months ago, I mentioned that anger is not an independent emotion. And I used a quote from Tim Keller. And he says that anger is a form of love. In one degree or another, anger is our response to whatever endangers something you love. And so you see anger in my life, in your life, and the life of others doesn't come alone. Anger is like a package deal or like a meal deal that you get in Sainsbury. If you want to buy with a good deal sandwich, you have to get a juice and you have to get a crisps as well. You can't get just only one. If you get one, you have to get others. It's a part of the package deal, a part of the meal deal. You can't just simply take a sandwich and then come to the till and say, hey, can I pay 50p for that and don't pay for the rest? And in some sense, the market of a fallen heart functions very similarly. If you have anger, then you have other things as well. And what comes with anger is not so pleasant as juice or crisps. And most of the time, unfortunately, anger has a very nasty company, very nasty addition. It always comes with something else. And that's what we'll see tonight from Uzziah's anger and from his own life. His anger doesn't come alone. And I hope as we were reading this passage, you already noticed the contrast. This huge contrast between how Uzziah starts his life and how he finishes. In the beginning, he had a great start, but it's not a guarantee of a good finish in the very end. When I used to race competitively, there were lots of runners who would start the race very fast. And for the first 200 meters, they would run as fast as they can with a great enthusiasm. But then, after a couple hundred of meters, they would fall back short without any breath. And in some sense, even in my very short Christian experience, I noticed the same in lives of other Christians. And it's not very uncommon. So many people make a great start. They have really passionate desire to live for the Lord, to spread His news to the nations. But not all of them in the end can say with Apostle Paul, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept my faith. Not everyone can say that in the very end. Anger in different forms destroyed lives of many, many, many great people. So in the first part of the chapter, we see that Uzziah was a very successful, very popular king. But then in verse 21, if you look with me, we see that Uzziah ends up separated from the temple. And temple symbolizes God's presence. He has lost his throne. He cut off from God's people. And he's a leper. So he had a great start. For a long time, he had a great success. And then a shameful end. So he had won many battles against his enemies, but he lost the most important battle in his own heart. His anger brought a horrible destruction to his life and God's judgment. He lost everything. He became outcast. He became outlaw. And I hope it'll be quite awakening for us tonight what anger can do with your life. And his anger wasn't just a one-step process. Everything happened very quickly in the temple when he got mad and angry and furious at the priest. But there were many events that foreshadowed it in the depth of his heart for a long time. On the surface, his outburst, his anger to the priest, was very quick. Very quick. It didn't take probably a long time, less than a minute maybe. But there were many things that long preceded it in his heart. And so, as I said just earlier, a couple of minutes ago, anger never comes alone. It's a package deal. It's a meal deal. And fallen heart, everything comes as a part of the deal. You can't separate it from the rest of your life. You can't say, hey, look, I struggle with anger in my life, but I don't have issues in any other areas of my life. And so that's what I want to do tonight. I want to examine Uzziah's life and his anger. And then we'll try to understand what caused this anger. And I hope I'm not going to do any Christian psychology, and I hope I'll not moralize this story, but I just want to see what caused this anger. I want all of us to see the roots of this anger. Then I want to check our own hearts and then try to apply the gospel to it. Yeah? So that's kind of small picture where we're headed, where are we going. So in my study of this passage, I came with the four distinctive reasons that led Uzziah to his destructive anger. Are you still with me? Yeah? Or are you falling asleep? I always found it very, very difficult to preach in the evening. So normally I was asked to preach only in the evening, and people had a very long day. They've been doing lots of things and probably a very long week and celebrating New Year and maybe Christmas. And then you come in the evening, you're falling asleep. And from the stage you see that. And as you read in body language of people, you get slightly depressed and you get angry. And you want to shout at people and like, stop it! Stop it! So yeah, bear with me. So I want us to have a close look at each of these reasons that cause anger in his heart. Because anger itself is just a fruit on the tree, and if we want to learn how to fight with it in our own lives, then we need to find its roots. So the first reason, which is very clear, and I hope you got it by seeing the contrast, is ungrateful heart. The first reason is ungrateful heart. Many bad things start with an ungrateful heart in life. So as we see in verse 3, Uzziah was on a throne for 52 years. That's a long time. That's quite a long time, especially in ancient times. Some kings hardly made it to throne at all before they were killed. So some kings were killed just on the day of their coronation. So crowned and next seen beheaded. So 52 years, it is quite remarkable. And then we see in verse 6 that he had a great military success. The nation hadn't had such success against the Philistines and other nations since very popular and powerful King David. Then I'm going to skip these few verses with difficult names to pronounce for me. And then in verse 10 we see that he was very good in agriculture and farming. He built towers in the wilderness and dug cisterns. And he had many sheep, I guess, possibly more than you have in Wales and England put together. And he had plenty of fertile land. And verse 13 shows that he had great army trained for war, like British troops, a great army. And verse 14 says that he provided shields, so he provided a great equipment for his army. And in verse 15, the author says that he had a skillful man invented a Kalashnikov rifle for him, or like AK-47. Well, they call it differently here, like machines machines that shot arrows. I guess probably that's a quite equivalent of automatic Kalashnikov rifle that we have today, or AK-47. So he had an army with modern technologies. And so we have a king here in the beginning who's great with sheep, great at fighting, great with strategies, great with technologies, great in many fields of his life. And author of Chronicles wants to show to us where this success comes from. And look with me at the verse 5. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. So ESV uses another translation. God made him prosper. God made him prosper. It was all because of God's help. All of these blessings, all of this greatness was because of God's help. And I think at this point of time, it's very interesting to know the meaning of his name. Actually, it's names, because he had at least two names. So his birth name was Azariah, which means Jehovah has helped. But when he became king at the age of 16, he took the throne name Uzziah. And Uzziah means Jehovah is strength. So his birth name, his first name was Azariah, Jehovah has helped, and then his throne name is Jehovah is strength. And look at the end of the verse 15. His fame spread far and wide, for he was greatly helped until he became powerful. He was greatly helped. God was the source of all these blessings, God had been faithful to the promises He had given to the house of Judah. God has been promises has been faithful to the promises He gave to Israelites, to His people. And yet, with every new victory, with every new technology, with every new ship, Uzziah was less and less grateful. And interestingly, you will not find a hint of a notion in book 2 Kings or 2 Chronicles here. You will not find a hint of a notion that Uzziah was grateful or satisfied with all these blessings. Actually, what we'll see just in a few minutes, he was not satisfied at all with what he had. He wanted more. He wanted more than he had. So an ungrateful heart is the beginning of destructive anger. The Bible is full of warnings for us, so we will not repeat the mistakes of people in the past. And in some sense, all Christians today, like Uzziah, all Christians bear a spiritual name. Jesus has helped, or Jesus is strength. Everyone in Christ have an amazing number of blessings from God, much more than Uzziah had. So before I move to the second point, and you'll understand, you'll see it later how it connected with anger, I just want to ask you, are you grateful for what God has done for you in Christ? For what Christ has given you even in earthly realm? Is it possible that some of us are on the track of losing the sight of God's goodness and Christ's love for us? I'll show it in a few seconds how it's related, how ungratefulness and gratitude related to anger. But just ask yourself for 1 second, genuinely in your heart, are you grateful for what God has given to you in Christ? Are you grateful for that? So everything in Uzziah's heart starts with ingratitude. But second reason, his ungrateful heart grew in pride. Look at the verse 16. But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. The consequences of an ungrateful heart are very obvious. Once you stop being grateful to God for what you have, for what God has done for you, for what God is doing in your life, you grow in pride. You can't escape pride if you don't thank God. It's just a natural and quite logical consequence. So as the verse 5 says, God gave him success. God gave it all. It's not Uzziah's achievement. God gave it. All his victories and prosperity belong to God. But at a certain point of time, when he became powerful, Uzziah wanted to assign it to himself as if it was his achievement. The one who was carrying this name, Jehovah is strength, at some point of time wanted to replace it with Uzziah achieved. Uzziah got it. And that's a reality of the human nature. The human nature constantly desire to steal God's glory, to assign something that don't belong to us. And I think in this sense, pride is taking something that doesn't belong to you, but to God only. And we saw that in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve, they wanted to assign and to take the universe that they didn't create as their own. They wanted to make the rules for the universe they didn't create. And that's exactly what we see with Uzziah. He wanted to take God's blessings as his own merits. So great power deceives. And generally people don't understand that they're too weak for the power. I'm not sure who was it, but somebody said that great power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. It makes you drunk, blind. And Satan uses great power to whisper in your ear, you're in the center of the universe. You're the victorious one. You're the hero. Have more. Go for more. Get more. You're the great one. You can have it. So once you have an ungrateful heart, pride is just a part of a chain reaction. It won't stop. It will lead you to destruction unless you break it in repentance. So as I said in the beginning, and I'll repeat it again, anger doesn't come alone. It's a package deal. If you have anger, and if you struggle with anger towards others, if you struggle with anger in your life, I guarantee you that you have other stuff in your heart that causes this anger. And you can clearly see that with Uzziah. And so if you want to deal with anger, you need to know where it starts in your own heart. So before I move again, let me ask you, are you taking God's achievements in your life as yours? If God blessed you, gave you a great job, family, education, degrees, skills, money, possession, or any other things, if God blessed you in many ways in your life, do you take them as your own merits? Or if God has changed your character, and if God changed your heart, do you take it as a result of your efforts, or just as because you are great? Or are you taking it as an act of God's grace and kindness to you? In case with Uzziah, we see that Uzziah's ungrateful heart led consequently to pride. So then the third reason that caused his destructive anger, his pride led him to wrong desires. Look at the verse 16. But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. He was unfaithful to the Lord, his God, and entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. God gave him great power in Judah. Fame about him spread far. He was wealthy and powerful king. He had a great political power. A great king. Judah hadn't seen such prosperity since Solomon, but it wasn't enough for him. He wasn't satisfied with his position. An ungrateful heart is always unsatisfied heart. An ungrateful heart is always unsatisfied heart. He's always unsatisfied heart. He wanted not only political power, but also religious power. He wanted to be not only king, but to be a priest. And it's not simply an issue of ignorance. It's an issue of arrogance. It's not like when kids say to you at the age of 5, "Oh, sorry, my bad, I didn't know that I can't do this. Sorry, I didn't know that I can't be priest at the same time as a king." It's not an issue of ignorance. It's an issue of arrogance. He clearly knew because, like as we know from the verse 4, from the beginning of his life, he was instructed by his mother and by Zechariah the prophet. He was instructed in God's law. He clearly knew that the priesthood belonged only to Aaron and his descendants. He clearly knew that. It wasn't an issue of ignorance for him. It was an issue of arrogance. And because of his pride, because he thought all these blessings came because of his greatness, he put himself above of God's law. He put himself above of God's words. His ungrateful heart led him to pride, and then, eventually, consequently, to their own desires. Anger was just a part of the package deal, the tip of the iceberg. So he wanted to have this absolute power in Judah, to be in control over everything, to be final authority. And this is not an unusual desire for people. Long before that, Adam and Eve wanted to have absolute power without God. And after them, the pattern is the same for all people. It just repeats in different circumstances, under different sources, but the pattern is the same. People always wanted and always want to be little gods, to be independent from the creator of the universe, to be in control of everything, to be at the center. So as I said, anger is not an independent emotion. It's always attached to something. And most of the time it's attached to pride, love of self, and ego. And that's exactly what we see with Uzziah. And his ungrateful heart led to pride and to wrong desires. So I hope as we come closer to the anger itself, I hope you see what caused it. I hope you see what caused his anger. So at last, the last reason that caused his anger, anger itself instead of repentance. Look at the verse 17 and 18 with me. Azariah the priest with 80 other courageous priests of the Lord followed him in. They confronted King Uzziah and said, "It's not right for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord. That is for the priests, the descendants of Aaron, who have been consecrated to burn incense. Leave the sanctuary, for you have been unfaithful, and you will not be honored by the Lord God." So when Uzziah entered the temple wanting to burn incense, he committed a sin. He violated the law. He broke God's commandments. And he didn't really want to worship God. He just wanted to have more power in Judah. That's his motive behind this action. He wanted to be this final authority. He wanted to be king, and he wanted to be a priest, to combine these two highest positions in Judah in one person. He wanted to be the most important, the central figure in Judah. That's what he wanted. And yet when priests confronted him, which I think very bold thing to do, he still had a chance to repent, to admit his wrong, fall down on the knee before God in repentance and admit what he's done. But he didn't do that. And actually, my personal, and I think right opinion, is that he couldn't repent. Anger with him was just a natural consequence or a natural result of preceding events in his heart. So you see, if you plant the seeds of ingratitude in your heart, if you water it with pride, and if you water it day by day with the wrong desires, with sinful ambition, that eventually it will result in anger and sinful behavior. And when somebody will try to stop you on this way, you will just go mad. You will get absolutely angry. That's what we saw with Uzziah. That's what we see with Uzziah. Look at the verse 19 and 20. Uzziah, who had a censer in his hand, ready to burn incense, became angry. While he was raging at the priests in their presence before the incense altar in the Lord's temple, leprosy broke out on his forehead. When Azariah, the chief priest, and all the other priests looked at him, they saw that he had leprosy in his forehead. So they hurried him out. Indeed, he himself was eager to leave because the Lord had afflicted him. So when Uzziah was exposed, when the priest exposed his sin, he got absolutely mad. And so the word anger here translated as a raging like a storm. He was incredibly mad at this priest. Absolutely furious. And I think we all experience that, if we're quite honest with ourselves. I think we all experience to a different degree in our own life when somebody confronts us and somebody challenges us with the things we do, and we know that we are wrong. And instead of admitting, instead of accepting rebuke, instead of accepting reproof, we would attack back with anger like a storm. I think we all experience that. I mean, we know we're wrong. And so basically in his anger, Uzziah insisted on his own way. Even after being rebuked, he still wanted to carry his own way. And so we see that the Lord intervened in the situation, gave him leprosy in his forehead, where the priest could clearly see it. And very quickly he was taken outside of the temple. And look at the verse 21. And King Uzziah was a leper to the day of his death. And being a leper, lived in a separate house, for he was excluded from the house of the Lord. And Jotham, his son, was over the king's household, governing the people of the land. A good beginning is not a guarantee of successful ending. Anger that flows from ingratitude, pride, and unholy ambition ruined more than one servant of the Lord. Uzziah the soldier was defeated by his pride. Uzziah the builder destroyed his own ministry and testimony. And Uzziah the farmer reaped the painful harvest of what he had sown. So as you can see now, and I hope I help you to see that anger always has a company. Always has a company. It never comes alone. And most of the time, it has very nasty company. Ingratitude, pride, desire for the wrong things, and unwillingness to repent and admit that you're wrong. Just for fun, I've done it the previous time. I read some advices from secular psychologists how to deal with your anger. And I've done the same this time. So I've done some research online. And on one website, one guy, there's one lady, and she said, she was asking this psychologist, and she said, in my life I can't just control my anger. I normally get absolutely furious, mental, and I can't control my outbursts of anger towards other people. And he suggested her to breathe, to have a proper deep breathing, like, and then count. So that's two suggestions. And this is a guy who has a PhD in different fields. And he suggested her to breathe and to count to 10 or 200 or 2,000 before she comes back with a response. And I thought, it's just pathetic. So just think for a second, if this woman in her life, she struggles with ingratitude, she struggles with pride, she struggles with desire to be at the center in every single situation in life, if she has wrong desires, then do you think that proper breathing or counting to 10 or 200 will help her at all? And that's why I think biblical or God's solution is so radical and is so different to what the world suggests. The opposite to ingratitude is gratitude. The beginning of the fight with anger in your life, I think, is daily amazement at God's love to us in Christ Jesus. It's daily injections, deep injections of the gospel. Like if you would come to the doctor and doctor say, prescription, you need to take these pills before the meal and after meal. And then God says pretty much the same thing. Take the gospel at least twice a day. After breakfast, then before going to bed. Daily injections of the gospel. We need to be reminded of God's love to us and our sins on a daily basis. And as we remind ourselves of God's love, and as we are amazed with it more and more, the Holy Spirit fills our hearts with gratitude. We don't need breathing technique. We don't need to learn how to count to 10, to 20, or 254. We need an infusion of Jesus' gospel deep in our hearts. The solution to an angry heart is to gain a heart that is overflowingly thankful for the grace of Christ that spills over with grace towards others. And I think another reason why God left this story for us in 2 Chronicles is that we will be warned what might happen to us if we continue in our pride and unwillingness to repent. So if the Holy Spirit rebukes you during the sermon and angle and point to you some areas in your life where you lack gratitude and where you struggle with the pride, then I want to encourage you, don't respond as Uzziah did. Don't respond with the anger. He didn't want to repent and admit his wrong. He wanted to carry on his own way, and he finished badly. And I hope this example is an awakening for us that we would respond in repentance and desire for God to change us. I think many people in 2015, in the beginning of the year, they make a year resolution. That's how you call it, yeah? A year resolution. And I would want to encourage you to make this resolution in 2015 to grow in thankfulness, to grow in gratitude to God for what He has done for you and what He has given to you. And as you get more amazed with Jesus and His goodness, kindness and grace to you, you will see how you're overcoming anger in your heart. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I pray, Father, that you will give us courage to admit our own anger. And I pray, Father, that by the Spirit you will help us to repent. Pray, Father, that we will not be ungrateful for your kindness, for your mercy, for your grace to us. But I pray that you will fill us with gratitude. Father, and we want to look more like your Son, Jesus. And he used his anger only in a right and a proper way. And we don't want to use our anger in a destructive way, in a way that destroy our own lives and lives of other people's. So pray, Father, that you will help us to admit our wrong, to repent, and by Spirit, please change us. In Jesus' name, Amen.